It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
Hello and welcome to episode 229 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. Today we will be doing Blue Train Black Knight Session 2. This is Horror on the Orient Express, running under Cthulhu 7th edition, and I am Mordrigan and I will be your Keeper of Arcane Lore / GM. Over to you.
Hello, I'm Hardwick and I'm playing Clarissa Cliff.
I'm Archive and I'm playing Errol Allstaff.
I'm Bloodied, and I am playing Chester Philman.
Bill Porcupino.
I'm Bill Porcupino, and I'm playing Selena Burns.
And Loka.
I'm Loka, and I will be playing Dr. Wade Roberts.
And Hardwick is still playing Clarissa Clay. I mean, wow, that's going some. I gotta say, I'm impressed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you join us, it having considerably cooled down, which is lovely.
Hooray!
So, we're drinking tea, but we didn't buy any tea to review because it was too damn hot for tea, so we don't have a review tea. Please, somebody, do us a punchy recap.
So, we got on a train.
Yep.
And we met the people we were sharing rooms with, and they're all a bunch of nutters.
Not all of them, man.
Okay, well, I'm... Okay, so just to film...
They're arguably saner than you lot.
That's
not hard.
It's not that difficult, though.
Only the insane have strength enough to prosper. Only those who prosper can truly judge what is sane.
So not you lot, then.
We're still alive, aren't we? Anyway, so just to film and sharing with a big, fat opera singer...
Mm-hmm. Who wants to sleep on the top bunk.
It's okay, they're very sturdy beds.
It did sag terrifyingly, but yes. Go on.
Errol is sharing a room with a creepy
Creepy man, yeah, creepy perv.
Who wants to fuck all the ladies.
Oh,
Sir Robert Harrow Bart?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. Dr. Roberts is sharing a room with an American journalist who will not shut the fuck up ever.
Jack Gatney. I'm Jack Gatling. I talk like a Gatling gun. Jack Gatling. I'm called Jack. Jack Gatling.
Yeah.
Okay. Selena was sharing.
She was sharing the younger lady.
Nice. Elena Costanza.
Yes. Which did give her an opportunity to deal with
Sir Harrow Bart.
Or Bart when he decided to try and be lecherous, thinking... The young lady was in the bathroom.
Yeah, he was slightly less impressed to find it was the old lady in the bathroom and she was having none of his shit.
And she was in her underwear.
It was great.
Yep.
It was amazing. Yes, and Clarissa is on her own.
Yes, Clarissa is the odd lady out in the most danger.
Clearly. So we're starting to suffer physical side effects from... The lack of Sedefkar Simulacrum.
Mm-hmm.
We also got drunk. Well, we did some drinking.
Yeah, some of you did.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to not be drunk at dinner time. But
no, we were just going to have the water, because there was water at the table. Except it turned out the water was poisoned.
And wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And generally... It ended really unwell. I mean, it nearly killed some of you, I think?
Pretty
sure I died. I was on 0 points and had to be saved. It was awful.
Yeah, Selena nearly died. The rest of us did not do very well, But thankfully, thanks to a brusque Italian doctor...
The bristly moustached Italian doctor.
The day was saved, but with the application of something that made us vomit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in a good way, not the vomiting blood way we had been earlier.
Yeah.
That was it.
I can't remember where we left you.
We were mostly in our rooms.
Yes, you'd returned to your rooms.
Unconscious.
Yeah. You've been dropped back into your room, and Elena's like, oh my goodness, what has happened here? She wasn't Welsh. I don't understand. Oh, the lady was taken ill at dinner. Oh, well, I hope she's all right. Do I need to do anything? No. She should be fine, according to the doctor now. She's on one hit point, remember, people? She should be fine.
I have it as two.
Oh, two, sorry.
2 hit points.
The Italian doctor was more skilled.
Quite a number of hit points he also was on.
Yeah, that's a whole double what I thought.
He will be fine eventually.
Yeah. Did you?
I've come back from worse.
I think you took a major wound from the poison, although...
I was dropped from all of 9 points down to zero.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I need to check. I need to check if you can take major wounds from poisons, because you maybe can't, although... That would be a little odd, I suppose.
Yeah, because otherwise, if that's the case, you can't die from poison, can you?
Well, you can if the poison's effect is deadly.
Yeah, okay.
Fail the constitution roll and drop dead. Doesn't say, so I assume that yes, it can. So yeah, you have taken a major wound, which means your recovery will be slow.
Oh,
okay.
I'll pick the major wound box then.
Yep. Well, providing you've... taken over half your hit points in one hit, you will also have taken a major wound. Selena definitely did, because it nearly fucking killed her in one go. So then.
Yeah, my con is not good.
I believe, actually, it wasn't yet Monday. It's still technically Sunday.
Okay.
It's about 9 o'clock at night on Sunday.
Oh, is that all? Wow.
Yeah, because he went to dinner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What are you all doing?
Lying in bed.
Yeah.
Groaning, mostly.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, are you trying to get to sleep?
Attempting to ignore the journalist.
Well, the journalist actually comes in after maybe 20 minutes of you being lying there. Most of you find that the people who you're sharing with are not here at the moment. Elena is the odd one out. Obviously, you don't have a roommate, Hardwick, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Gatlin comes rushing in after about 20 minutes. And he goes, oh my God, I only just heard. Is it true? Is it true somebody tried to poison you and your friends at dinner?
I certainly the water that my colleagues drank was not good.
So, you weren't poisoned yourself, right? He takes out a notebook. Ah, you drank the wine. So, it was the water that did it, yeah? The water. Why would anybody want to try and kill 5 English socialites? He's jotting notes down.
Not a clue, but I need...
I see. Do you know what the company Wagon Lee is going to do about it? Have they said anything? Do you have any suspicions on who it could be? Is there any need for witnesses? This could be an amazing story.
I'm busily trying to get to sleep.
Okay, so he badges you for a bit, but eventually you just fall asleep. Is anybody doing anything other than trying to sleep? Blooded. At about 10 o'clock at night, the opera singer comes into the room. And puts his foot on you. Excuse me. He clambers up onto the top bunk, which sags down towards your face. It ends up about... you can't anymore. You have to lie flat. He sort of wriggles about it. Mm-hmm. He starts snoring. And it's not like dainty little... It's... It's perfectly up, then perfectly down. It's got a good timbre to it, but it's very fucking loud.
Okay. I'm going to slide out
okay.
of bed. I'm going to go up the room and see if I can find the... So there's like a conductor for each carriage, is it? Or a train guard or something?
Yeah, there is a conductor at the end of the corridor. He looks up as you come towards him. Hello.
Do you happen to have any earplugs?
Yes, we should be able to manage that for you. Please bear with me one moment. And he goes into the little cupboard at the end there, and he comes back with two cotton buds.
Thank you. Go back to the room. Slide into the bed. I will be face down this time. Mm-hmm. Put the earbuds in, cotton buds in, and just... I will stick my head under the pillow, and that will be the best I'm going to get, so...
Okay, well, in that case, you can make me... I'm going to give you a hard power roll, but with advantage.
Okay. Ow. That's awesome. Yeah, I passed that.
Mm-hmm. You managed to go to sleep.
Yay!
Errol. Can you make me a... Is there a listen skill in this? I believe there is.
Yes. Yeah.
Make me a listen check.
Okay. 99.
Okay. Nothing for you there. So, the train rumbles on through the night. Let me just check what happens. So you stop at a number of places. Oh, when you stop at the Turkish frontier, the train actually stops for quite some time, presumably because the company wagon Lee is informing the police that there was a murder attempt. Is anybody likely to wake up when the train stops? Probably not.
I suspect not on the 99.
No. Okay.
Is this something we need to roll for?
If you think you might sleep lightly enough that you would wake up, then please make a roll. So listen check for Dr. Wade Rotts, please.
After what happened in the hotel, I don't think even poison would stop me from sleeping lightly.
Okay.
You can pass that if you spend two luck, Dr. Roberts.
And Selena as well.
Oh, go on.
Okay, so Dr. Roberts passes. And Selena. And you failed that by 20, so.
Okay. Dr. Roberts, you are awoken by your bunkmates leaving the train. He clambers down, walks out, and you hear him say something to somebody in the corridor, and then he gets off the train and runs into the station. Are you bothering to look out the window?
Yes, because that sounds like a vaguely suspicious way to just leave.
Make a spot
by
hidden.
The sounds of it, my spot hidden is...
52. Yes, you passed that.
He runs into the telegram office, but as he's running in, he collides with Emil, the conductor. They have a little chat, and then Jack Gatling rushes in, and Emil gets back on the train. After a couple of minutes, Jack Gatling comes back out of the telegram office and jumps back on the train and comes back into the bedroom. Oh, you're awake. Huh, okay.
Oh, couldn't really miss it.
Well, yeah. You know what, fella? You may have made me quite a lot of money.
I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and get back to sleep. It's been a long week.
If you change your mind about maybe giving me an exclusive interview with you and your friends, tomorrow. I mean, I'd be up for giving your side of this poisoning story. That'd be really good. Just let me know. You get some sleep. The train sets off again. You're still awake, Dr. Roberts, when at 12:01 it passes through the border between Turkey and somewhere else, Greece. And then it continues on through the night. However, unless you are interested in doing anything this evening.
No, going back to sleep is probably my best bet.
We've just been poisoned. What do they expect from us?
You know, it's a problem when the GM is looking down a list of things that are supposed to happen. It's like, oh, no, sleeping. Stabbed, sleeping. Oh, more poison.
Yeah, I'm having to read the chapter as we go because there's a vast amount of information in this chapter. Right, so just before dawn, you are rumbling on towards Sofia. And you all awake. The train is still going at a fair nip. What are you doing?
I will be investigating the possibility of breakfast.
You've all regained one sanity point. You've all regained one hit point. And then you all need to make me a constitution check.
Me?
Everyone.
Oh.
Okay, I'm back up to an amazing sanity of 10 now. Ooh. Whoa, I'm so sane.
My constitution is 6.
So sane you could always be a river in France.
Mm. Is this just for people who were poisoned, or is this everyone?
No, this is everyone. This is the effects of the simulacrum.
Oh.
Right, okay.
I've got 3 hit points. Yay!
Well, it's triple what you want.
So Chester Fillman passes his constitution check.
Okay.
I halved my constitution check.
Okay.
Dr. Roberts passes his constitution check.
Okay.
And Selena passes her constitution check.
Clarissa?
No.
Clarissa, yours?
I've got me on 65 hits now, buddy. Have you got the same?
On
65 sanity, sorry. Or 65 hits.
I'm on 63 because I'll trust your figures over mine. So I'm hoping on 65 now.
Clarissa.
Yes.
The skin on your... Clarissa, sorry. The skin on your left arm has become very, very tight.
Leg. Like
left arm?
Okay.
Has become very, very tight. And every time you move it, sort of stretches or right to the point of splitting, it's really not good. It's very painful. So then, what are you doing? You wake up about 7 in the morning.
When is breakfast due?
Between 6 and 8.
Yeah, between 6 and 8. Oh,
given that I have nothing in me now, I'm probably quite hungry. Mm-hmm. So I will get up and get washed and get dressed and head to the...
Okay, anybody else?
Yep.
Definitely breakfasting.
Okay, so you're all making your way down to table 7 and 8. When you get there, the chef de brigade comes up and goes, now, I've spoken with the Turkish authorities, and they believe that it could well have been a random attack by Turkish bandits. Please do not accept any water either on your table or in your rooms that isn't sealed. We would never provide guests with unsealed water.
Okay.
We have no idea how the water got onto your table, I'm afraid. Did you see who brought it? Or?
No, it was there when we arrived.
Well, hopefully it will be fine. We will do everything in our power to ensure your safety going forward.
So of course.
If we had known, we would have taken more precautions, but this is the first time any such madness... Well, no, not the first time. There was a lady injured a couple of months ago on the train, but that was a physical attack. And there were some other ladies injured last week, but that was Bulgarian bandits. They found their way onto the train and murdered several people in terrible fashion.
Right.
He has obviously not put two and two together and worked out who the fuck you people are.
Go for that.
Because he's letting only you on for the train.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll be pleased when we get off.
So you go.
If not now, they will be soon.
And you sit down at the table. What would you like for breakfast? I mean,
full English.
Full English, okay.
Orange.
Porridge for your Selena, obviously. Errol?
Does any breakfast items come sealed?
No, but they're being prepared in the kitchen, so hopefully that will be fine.
What if they're in the kitchen?
Well, if they're in the kitchen, they poison food, not the water.
What does Errol choose? Or is he intending to go hungry all the way to London?
How far is it to London?
3 days.
Oh.
And while you can do hungry all that way, I don't think you can do thirsty all that way.
Yeah.
You can feed it to Lenore first and see what happens.
Errol will order exactly the same as someone else and let them eat first. But what? Wait. Till
full English or porridge so far.
Okay.
What else is everyone else having?
Full English, definitely.
Full English.
Okay, so two full English and a porridge to choose from.
Okay, he'll go with the full English as well.
Okay.
And wait till those guys have eaten a little bit before he starts eating his.
Okay. And Clarissa?
She's just going to go with, like, toast and marmalade.
Okay. So, everybody make constant... No. You tentatively start eating your breakfast, and they're very, very pleasant. And you and Dr. Roberts finish Chester... And then Errol starts his. But yeah, you get through it. As you're sat there in the dining car, you see the Count de Brucy and the Countess come in. And sat over in the opposite corner is Jack Gatling. And he sort of looks over at the Countess and gives her a sort of knowing nod. And she sort of stares at him and looks away, and he sort of gives a little grin and goes back to writing notes. So currently you're just rocketing along through the countryside. Make me spot hidden check.
I pass it.
Dr. Roberts passes. Selena does not, and neither does Chester.
Clarissa passes.
Okay, those of you who pass, you're just sort of eating breakfast. You're being a bit quiet because, well, it's been a trying evening. And alongside the train, you realise there's a pack of wolves running alongside the train and keeping perfect time with it, running along and occasionally glancing up at the train.
Isn't there something about vampires being able to turn into wolves?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Oh.
We maybe need some more garlic.
Do I have to make a roll to know that in character?
No, because you previously made a roll about vampires when you were fighting Fenelik. You know, just after Sophia.
We're back in the same area, aren't we?
You are indeed.
So, nobody looked too horrified, but I think we've got company.
Where?
Just glance out the side of the train, would you?
Looks out the window.
Yeah, there's a pack of
wolves
keeping speed with the train.
That is not normal. That is not normal at all.
That's not good.
Remember your mythology. Vampires can turn into wolves.
Oh. Oh dear.
That's even worse.
And guess which area we're back
in. We sealed them in. We blew the cave entrance up and we sealed them in.
Not talking about them. We had an encounter on the train itself, remember?
But we, you know, with the garlic in the head, missed.
Maybe he's got family.
Oh. Okay.
We just need to keep an eye out. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. So, after breakfast, what are you all doing?
Probably safest to stay somewhere communal area-wise in a group.
You can do that.
Yeah, I'm quite happy to sit around and earwig on what's going on around me.
So you're
I'm watching the mysterious antics between the mysterious nodding lady and the sleaze.
The Countess and Jack Gatling?
Yeah, that's caught my eye, that has.
Okay. So
Jack Gatling is the journalist, not the sleaze.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Either way, still.
The sleaze does come in a bit later on and orders a full English, eats it, and basically spends his whole time dipping toast into eggs and then eating the toast very slowly while staring at the Countess.
This is weird.
Yeah, that's not sexual. That's just weird.
He is just weird. It takes until fairly late on in your breakfast slot until the opera chap makes himself known. Yes. Yes. Buongiorno. I hope you slept very well. I slept like a log. Yes, meat, yes, meat, and coffee, espresso, coffee, yes. He seems to be a morning person.
Oh, well, someone has to be. We were going to keep an eye open for the paper, weren't we? Because we wanted to see if there was any more information about this whole murder thing.
Good point. Did I give you return two yet? No.
We just had the one about the...
About the body being found in the thing. Okay. Vagrant slain in Islington. Police deny connection to shop murder. The area around the Bookbinder's Arms on Combs Street remained cordoned off as the police continue to investigate the murder of a vagrant in the cellars of a well-known Islington public house. Detective Inspector Joseph Phillips of Scotland Yard stated, "The body of a homeless man was discovered this morning in the cellars of the Bookbinder's. He had been brutally attacked, and I appeal to anyone with knowledge of this attack to come forwards." When asked if this is in any way related to the death of Mr. Robert Osborne in nearby Nelson Street, Detective Phillips replied, "I categorically deny that these two cases are in any way related. Mr. Osborne was strangled, whereas the man in the cellar suffered a number of wounds to his chest."
At about 8 o'clock, one of the waiters comes over and says, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to vacate the table, for we have other people coming in.
Oh, of course.
So at that point, where do you want to move to?
Right. Well, I would probably move to the bar, basically, is the other communal sort of area, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Or you can just walk up and down the train.
Okay, well, you can have a bit of a walk around the train for a bit.
Okay, so who's going where?
Have an on-train constitutional.
So you're going for an on-train constitutional, Chester?
Yep.
Clarissa, you've got a painful leg and a painful arm.
I'm going to sit in the saloon.
Okay, so you head to the saloon. Errol?
I'll go walking around.
Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Wade Roberts?
Constitutional.
And Selena?
I will go and keep you company in the saloon.
Okay. So two in the saloon, three taking a walk.
Effectively, we're splitting up by gender. The gentlemen are going for a walk.
Yes, the ladies can sit in the...
The ladies have retired to the saloon as the gentlemen take a constitutional upon the train.
Ho-ho! Ho-ho-ho-ho! And so forth.
Mostly because everybody knows that, of you all, Clarissa is the most dangerous.
Fuck yeah.
In terms of kill count alone...
Dr. Jesus protects... by attacking.
Dr. Jesus once protected, and now we're pretty certain it's just fucking Clarissa, because Dr. Jesus is very dead.
Yeah, I know, he's stabbed in the brain what he wants with a think. Garlic sword. Garlic sword to the brain. Fucking.
Okay, so...
Did I go off in the other direction?
Well, you... it's up to you lot. Would you walk to the saloon first, or would you walk... towards the other end of the train first. The other end of the train is further from where you currently are.
Let's go towards the other end of the train first.
Oh no, you both have to walk to the...
Okay.
Yeah, because the saloon car's that one with all the seats in, isn't it? So it goes, engine, foregone, dining car, first class sleeper, saloon, Second class sleeper, foregone. And so I think there's actually another foregone on the end there.
Okay, so we actually have to go through the saloon anyway.
Yeah. So okay. You start heading down towards the saloon, and I assume the gentlemen drop the ladies off as they go past.
Deposit
ladies in the saloon.
Do we get a card to take away with us when we want to reclaim them later?
I don't know, do you want to reclaim them?
Good question.
Put your initials on it.
When you
so
get...
what? So we take a ticket and then come back to pick them up?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you get to the saloon, are you intending to drink alcohol this early in the day? It is only 9 o'clock. Or are you just going to have, like, a cup of coffee or something?
Yeah, coffee, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you get there, that mysterious-looking Egyptian gentleman's in one corner with a book. He's sort of poring over it and tapping his index finger against his lips as he does so. Over in another corner is the sort of rotund guy with the round glasses, the quiet guy. He's also sort of reading a book. But yeah, what are you two doing? You just sort of sit down in there. And...
Which one's the guy with the glasses?
Dalton Zorbic.
Okay.
Do I need to be making any health checks or anything with this major wound?
No. It just controls how fast you heal. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Those of you who don't have a major wound, is that anybody?
I think I don't have a major wound.
I don't have a major wound.
So I've got two separate injuries and that's how I felt.
Okay, bear with me then, because I believe I may have done healing wrong. Because there's you... Right. Those of you who don't have a major wound recover 1 hit point per day.
Ooh.
For the moment, Selena, we will assume that you have gained that one hit point.
We gained 1 hit point overnight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't write that down.
Yeah.
I missed that part. I regained the sand even.
So you've regained 1 hit point, but going forwards, you will get 1d3 hit points if you pass a constitution check, 2d3 if you get an extreme success, and if you have complete bed rest, you can gain a bonus die.
Okay.
And that's at the end of the week.
Ooh.
Yeah, you will not be gaining any more until the end of this week.
But you're on 3 hit points now, so...
Yeah.
I just need to not run into... any vampire, werewolves or anything, you know.
Yeah, 3 hit points is what you're going to be at for the next 7 days. The rest of you will regain 1 hit point per day. Assuming you did that long.
Yes, or don't go complete people the insane.
You lot, the gentlemen, start walking further along the train. You've walked through the 2 sleeping cars, and you start walking through the second class sleeping cars. Not that much worse than the one you're in. They're actually quite present. They're a bit busy, though. There's quite a few people sort of jostling in the corridors, and you have to push your way past like some groups of women, a couple of men. Which of you three has the lowest luck?
That would almost certainly be me on 17.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, make me a spot hidden Chesterfieldman.
No, wait, sorry, it's 23. But yes, the lowest. I do not pass that. I'm missing my wallet again.
Okay, so you're pushing through the corridor, and the other two gentlemen have sort of made a bit better time. You're sort of edging past a guy. You feel a sharp pain in your side. Would you be fighting or dodging? Actually, no, because you didn't spot him, so this one will be a free stab. Bear with me a second. Ooh, just. Oh, you are very lucky. You take a full 4 points of damage as the guy you're edging round whips a tiny blade out of his pocket and stabs you in the ribs.
What?
You two, ahead of him, can make me a spot hidden. You're well aware that this guy is trying to stab you. So in a moment, we will go to dexterity order.
Okay.
I rolled 100.
Oh, wow.
Okay, excellent. I'll come to you in a minute. Then. Okay. Can somebody roll for Dr. Wade Roberts, please?
Spot hidden, was it?
Yep.
You failed that by 7.
We are so oblivious.
This sounds really important, so I'll spend the 7.
Okay.
Putting me on 33.
Okay,
so Dr. Roberts, you hear a "Argh!" from behind you, and you look back and see Chester clutching at his side with red on his hand. He's next to a guy, quite tall, quite beefy looking, balding, quite dark skin coloration, but bright blue eyes, who seems to be holding a knife. It's almost hidden in his hand, but he's definitely got a knife. Chester, you're on 55, right?
Yes, I am.
And so is Dr. Roberts.
Yep.
Errol.
Yeah?
Ahead of you, down the other end of the corridor, you see someone look directly after you, at you, and then look away and dart into a cabin.
You think
it was a woman. Chester, you're the one who's just been stabbed, so I'll let you go first.
Okay, right. The problem, of course, here is I don't have any weapons on me, so I'm just going to have to punch the fucker.
Okay.
I pass that.
Okay. He will attempt to fight back and fail. So you do indeed punch him. It's, I believe, 1d3 plus your damage bonus.
Which I don't have a damage bonus. So
it's
1d3. 1d6. That's a 3.
Okay. Together. 3, did you say?
3, yep. So I rolled a 5.
It's like punching a slab of meat. You slam your fist into his stomach, and he just takes it and looks down at you and shakes his head slowly. Another guy, a couple of steps away, goes, "He attacked my friend!" and sort of moves to get between you and anybody else. You seem to think he might be involved as well. He's between you, Dr. Roberts, and Chester. Dr. Roberts, what are you doing?
So, can I still see the bloke who has the knife?
Yes, but there's this other guy sort of aggressively getting in the way. He's not exactly making it obvious that that's what he's doing, but he's put himself between the attack that's going on and everybody else, so nobody can really get past him. He's not so big. He's a bit skinnier, and you think he might have a scar at the top of his neck, right, all the way across.
Oh, dear. What would it be to try and knock someone out? Just a straight brawl?
You could do it as a combat manoeuvre, I believe.
I have absolutely no idea how to do those.
I'm just about to grab the rulebook.
Because
neither do I. So, combat manoeuvre. Right, you wouldn't be able to knock him out, but you could restrain him in a headlock or knee him down to the floor.
I'll go for trying to get him down to the floor.
Okay, so compare builds is the first step. What is Dr. Wade Roberts' build?
0.
You'll be glad to hear.
What's build?
Yeah, it's in the bottom right-hand corner of the sheet under damage bonus.
Right.
And yours is 0.
Sadly, he is bigger than you. He's beefy. So you will be taking a penalty die. You make an attack roll, obviously with a penalty die in this case. And he will attempt to dodge, but he has his back to you. So I'm going to give him a penalty die as well.
Okay. Right. 33 with penalty die. Fortune favours the bold. Not that well, because you rolled a 90. Actually, no, shit. I just realised you also rolled 100. Fuck.
I knock myself out.
Yeah.
What happens is you sort of leap on him in a big sort of bear hug from behind. You've obviously realised this guy probably dodgy as fuck. So you leap on him
and try to grab him. And as you do, because he's wearing quite a long sort of Mac-type coat, you actually catch the pocket of his coat and stab you yourself with his knife. You deal yourself a full 3 points of damage. As you basically catch the knife with the meaty part of the inside of your forearm and jam it against his body to stab yourself with. The man pushes you off and turns around as the knife sort of rips through the bottom of his pocket and you're now bleeding profusely from your inner arm. This is going so very well.
Shout, he stabbed me.
Yeah, you can do that. Errol, what's your dex?
Yeah.
70.
Okay, at this point then, I will let you take your action.
I should probably try to be quieter when I'm on the...
How much have I noticed? Because I just noticed someone
You've
over there.
That woman has spotted you and then dived into her room.
And I've not really noticed anything that's going on behind me.
Nah.
Okay, I'm guessing I'm going to head off that way. I mean, I don't want to, like, chase her. That might be a bit suspicious.
Okay.
But
people
curious.
Are really getting in your way and milling around. They seem to be, like, in a fluster. So you shove them out of the way. And you reach the door and you thrust it open. And there's a girl in there, a youngish girl, and she looks up and she goes, "Oh, God, it's that prick with a bird!" And you can see, like, she's youngish, and there's another youngish girl in there, and they both see you looking, like, ready for action with Lenore on your shoulder, and they both burst into laughter.
I'm going to slam the door.
Poor Errol.
Incidentally, you now realise something's going on down the other end of the corridor.
I should go that way.
We are back... That was your out-of-turn action. Right. Dr. Roberts, the guy who you managed to stab yourself with the knife of, fumbles in his pocket and pulls said knife and menaces you with it. Do you want to fight back or dodge? Please remember, if you fight back, you get a chance to do him damage. If you dodge, you win ties.
Sod it. I'll fight back.
Okay,
so it'll be with Brawl.
Coco Gadget, what, 33%?
You rolled 40.
Currently he's missing, so if you spend the luck, you'd hit him.
I'll leave it, because I get the feeling I'm going to need it soon.
Okay. You sort of throw out a wild couple of punches, and he dodges out of the way just as he's trying to menace you with this knife, at which point it becomes first Chester... Chester, it's your go.
Okay, so... Yeah, so I don't have any weapons with me, because I'm pretty sure I didn't bring my sword cane with me on a walk through a freaking...
Well, you live and learn.
Brain of death.
Or die, and set an example.
Column A.
Column B. So I'm just going to have to try and keep punching him.
Okay.
But I ain't got any other options.
He's going to try and fight back. Oh!
I'm getting from the sound of that he really did fight back. I did hit. Are you going to success?
No, he didn't fight back very well at all. He misses.
Oh, good.
So you hit him.
Yay.
Roll me some damage.
That's a 3 once more, because I rolled a 6.
Okay. You punch him again. This time he sort of grunts and staggers sideways. Obviously, you are starting to wear him down, but it's going to take a few more like that to get him. Dr. Roberts.
Hello.
It's your go.
I would like to try and knock him to the floor again.
Okay.
So that's... remember, that gives you a penalty die.
Yep, and he is no longer getting a penalty die.
So...
Because he's facing...
Just throwing that out there.
I mean, my other option is just to try and kill the bastard.
Well, another combat maneuver that would be more useful to you, maybe, is disarm him. That would make it worth risking the penalty
die. Oh, that's an option.
Yeah.
Okay, that's definitely kind of what I was aiming for.
Okay, so
make a disarm. It's still with a penalty die. Well, you've got a good chance given his
Not with a 75, I'm afraid, Dr. Roberts.
You sort of grapple with his arm, and you and he are sort of moving backwards and forwards, sort of wrestling the knife in between you. By this point, the crowd has noticed what's going on and it's like screaming and panicking a little bit. The guy you're fighting, Chester, sort of looks around him, swears slightly, and tries to give you a good knifing. Fight back or dodge?
I will dodge.
Okay.
And I succeed.
He lunges for you, and you dodge to the side, and he goes full length on the floor in front of you. He rolled 100.
Hey!
The train rocks at the wrong moment or something, and he's just flat out in front of you.
Is he still holding his knife, or did he drop his knife?
Make me a luck check.
Okay. Well, you never know. I got 23. Shit, yeah, I passed that.
He's dropped his knife, and it has skittered along the floor. In theory, you might be able to get to it first. Errol.
Well, I'm heading back down that way.
You're finding it very difficult because the crowd is just, they're fighting! Oh, murder, murder, murder! So can somebody find me another pen? Mine's way over there. Yeah, so you want to push your way through. Make me a dodge check.
Yeah, pass it.
Okay. Yeah, you're sort of dodging your way through. You reckon you'll probably be back there next turn, rather than the one turn it took you to get there. But you're making good progress. You can see that Chester has got his guy down and has disarmed him, but he seems to still be moving. Dr. Roberts is struggling backwards and forwards with this one guy, and he's got this knife raised above Dr. Roberts' face, and he's trying to drive it down into his eye. Speaking of which, that cultist. We'll try and stab you in the goddamn face, Dr. Roberts. Are you dodging or fighting back?
Fighting back.
Okay.
Because at this weight, it's going to be my only way of actually damaging it.
Yeah, you halved that with a 0.9.
He missed by 3, so you deal in damage. Roll damage.
Okay, so, like me, no damage bonus, so that's penisy. You do two damage.
So
I knew what I meant.
He's trying to. He's got the dagger in his right hand, and he's got his left hand on top of the hilt, trying to push it down into your face. And you've got both hands on his wrists, holding it above you. And he's just grinding down because he's very, very strong. And you just bring a knee up between his legs. He's not really expecting it, and he goes, "Oh, Chester."
I dash for the dagger that my attacker dropped.
Okay. Make me a dexterity check.
Okay. Oof, no, 89.
You manage to get hold of it, but not before he's, like, right up close to you, so you can't stab him right away with it, but you do have it
in hand. I am holding it, yeah. Okay.
Dr. Roberts.
I didn't succeed in disarming him, did I?
No, not you yet. Didn't.
I'm going to try again.
Okay, penalty die again still. Wow, these guys are rolling shit tonight.
61 there, I'm afraid, Dr. Roberts.
You continue to be in this desperate struggle trying to wrestle the knife off him. He can't make it into a stabbing, but you can't get it off him yet. And then the guy who you're fighting sort of kips up to his feet, sort of brings his hands up. The left hand towards you to sort of guard against the dagger, and then takes a step in and tries to punch you. What is the default for fighting brawl? 25?
The default's 25.
Okay. So he's going to try and punch you.
Question. Is knife a separate fighting skill from sword?
It comes under fighting brawl, I believe.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm using my fighting brawl. That's fine. I will be attempting to fight back.
Okay. Well, he actually hits you.
I failed, so yeah, he hits me.
Okay, he comes forward, he sweeps the knife out to the left and punches you in the right shoulder. However, he's pretty strong, I'm afraid.
Yeah, okay, well.
Yeah, took the 5 points.
Ooh, fudge. Down to 1 point.
Literally, you feel the ligaments in your shoulder sort of wrench and move and then just pop back in.
I think that sensation's horrible.
He steps in a little further and grinds his knee into your stomach. Errol, you could reach the one Dr. Wade Roberts is fighting at the moment.
Can I?
Yes, what would you like to do?
Can I, help? Or distract him or something?
If you leap in and try and wrestle the knife as well, you will flip the penalty dice to a bonus die. Because the guy, I assume your build is 0?
Yeah.
So the guy will be fighting 2 build 0 guys.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll
hook up. Dr. Roberts, suddenly, by your side is Errol and the bird. Dr. Roberts?
I'm kind of debating how to react to this, and then I remembered that I'm busy being stabbed, so I'm just going to keep going with the disarms.
Okay. Well, before you get a chance to disarm, he's going to try and stab you in the goddamn face again. Defend, dodge or fight back?
Fight back.
He has a hard success.
Just a standard success, I'm afraid, for Dr. Roberts.
He pushes the knife down and down and down, and it starts poking into your chest. You take 6 points of damage.
Jesus, Dr. Roberts is also on 1 point. What?
No, you're on 1 point.
Because you're on 6 and you regained a point this morning.
I took that into account.
Oh, okay, then yeah, you're on 0.
Okay. Although that would be more than half of my hit points in one go, since my maximum is 11.
So currently you have a major wound, and go right ahead and tick the dying box. He pushes the knife down into his chest, and Dr. Roberts goes limp as it digs deep into him.
Look on the bright side, it's really good evidence trying to murder.
Yeah, because they succeeded, apparently.
Not yet. Well, you could still save him.
Yeah, okay.
Chester.
I should save myself first.
You've now got the knife.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with
it? I'm going to fucking stab him.
Fair enough.
That's right. Okay. Not on a 94, I'm not.
He also fails to fight back, so you stay in a deadly standoff. Errol, good news, bad news. The good news is you've got hold of the guy's wrists. The bad news is Dr. Wade Roberts has just fallen over very, very unwell. The brother who you're fighting, Chester, sort of tries to circle around you, tries to lunge for you. Fight back or dodge?
Fight back. At the moment, I'm not passing that. I think I'm going to need to pass that, so I will spend the 7 luck to pass that.
He dives forwards, and you stab him.
Good.
Please roll me. 1d3 plus 2.
That would be a total of 5.
Yeah. He lunges forward, trying to get you around the midriff. As you drop the knife, ready to go for his stomach, and he runs onto it, getting himself in the neck with it. He isn't down, but he looks really unwell. He staggers back, blood pumping from his throat. Errol.
Help. The other people in this corridor, are they just standing there?
They're panicking, they're rushing about, they're doing all sorts of stuff. They're screaming and shouting and diving into corridors and all sorts of things.
Can I be like, someone get help? Help us!
Then what would you like to do? That's a free action.
That's a free action, okay.
Because this guy is probably going to try and murder you.
I don't want to be here when he tries to murder me.
No.
I don't want him to try and murder me.
No,
I'm not very good at fighting. I don't want to deal with this.
Do you happen to bring your gun by any happy chance?
I don't know. Would I have had my gun?
Don't know.
Would Errol have brought a gun with him?
To be fair, he is a paranoid lunatic at this point, so quite possibly.
Well, there we are then.
Okay.
Let's assume he probably did then.
In that case, I guess he's going to get his gun out.
Okay. You're at point blank range, so that is a bonus die.
Okay. Right.
This guy can only try and dodge, so off you go.
Oh god, it's a terrible idea.
You know what's also a terrible idea? Getting stabbed and dying. Oh, stop.
Yeah, that's a point.
It's pretty bad for him.
What sort of gun is this?
I believe you bought a 45 auto M1911.
Is it a handgun or a shotgun?
It's a handgun.
You're not carrying a shotgun, would you?
You wouldn't have been carrying a shotgun, that would have been ridiculous.
And I somehow managed to halve that.
Okay, roll
you're
some
on the
damage.
0-9.
Yeah. I have no idea what the stats are.
I believe
it's 1d8.
No, it's more than that because he bought, being Errol, he bought the most ridiculous gun.
Oh, okay.
Literally,
yeah,
he
kind of an
bought
tradition.
The biggest gun he could get, which, as I say, I believe.
No, wait, does he have a gun?
Yes, he does. I'm sure he does.
No, but does he still have it? Because after we were in the place and they took all our stuff,
can't remember.
I'm pretty sure he still has
that. No, you all went shopping while you were waiting.
Okay.
Yes. Let's assume that you have a gun.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't actually have the stats for it. Yeah, 45 automatic, 1d10 plus 2.
Okay. 6.
Total?
Yeah.
Against the brother. Ooh, fuck. Okay. You shoot him in the left lung. He staggers back and goes, he is very obviously taken a major wound. I'm just going to go right ahead and make a constitution check for him, which he gets 100 on and fails. He falls face first into the floor. That reminds me, actually, I need to check to see if your guy took a major wound from that. No, he did not.
Okay, he took 5.
Yeah.
I think his total hit points are quite high.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, but there's a resounding boom as Errol's fucking ridiculous gun goes off and the guy just falls over. Chester, you're just getting ready to try and finish this guy off when the whole train stops. And I don't mean stops as in comes to a nice, calm halt. I mean, someone a minute ago, well, a round and a half ago, pulled the communications cord and the engineer slams the fucking brakes on. Everybody in the corridor is thrown to the ground. In the saloon, you two lurch forwards and smash against the table. All of the drinks go flying off at high speed. Danton Zorbik jerks and looks up, and the Egyptian guy literally just falls off his chair. The drinks on the cabinet just sort of all shake and shudder, and the waiter has to rush forward to try and hold them. You stagger forward and plant your knife, well, his knife, directly into this guy's chest. He goes, and drops. There is screaming. There is shouting. After a couple of seconds, the chef de brigade comes storming in with a couple of the guards. You know those shotguns they have in the fourgon? They come rushing in. They're like, what's going on? What's going on? Meanwhile, are either of you trying to first aid Dr. Roberts?
I will have been going to Dr. Roberts as soon as the other guy had dropped.
Okay.
I do not have first aid, though. I will just point that out. I only have it.
Base 30.
Base 30, so...
Okay.
Fuck it, I will try. Cause...
That's what I've got too, so...
Errol, would you have finished off the guy who you shot?
No.
Okay.
I'd have tried to make sure he didn't get up again.
Okay, so maybe tying him up with his belt or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and save Dr. Roberts. 50. I don't have the luck to pass that.
Okay, bear with me. I'm going to look up the major wounds and dying. Right, could Dr. Roberts make a constitution check, please? Please note, you want to pass
constitution
this.
Constitution is 60.
Please. 31.
Okay, you are alive this round.
Right.
Errol, you're busy tying the guy up. The chef de brigade is trying to shove his way through, and he rushes up and goes, oh my God, what is going on here? Because there's two dead bodies, and you trying to first aid Dr. Roberts. What are you doing?
I point over the dead guy. That man stabbed me, his friend stabbed my friend. Get a doctor now!
He rushes off up the train towards where the saloon was, because he's come from the rear fourgon. That leaves you doing something?
I'm still trying to first aid Dr. Roberts.
Okay, make another roll.
28, I pass.
Okay, you stabilise Dr. Roberts on one hit point. He still needs medical aid or he will die within an hour.
Okay, but he's not...
Errol,
okay.
What do you do? You've got this guy sort of tied up. He's still alive, but he's breathing not well.
Does he look like he's about to die?
Probably not, but he's really not well.
Okay. I'm going to take a few steps away from him.
Okay. Everybody else in the corridor is sort of, and the guards are just sort of going, go back in your rooms, go back in your rooms, and actually menacing the crowd with the shotguns, because they don't know what's going on. One of them comes over and puts shackles on the dead guy, because he doesn't know if the guy's dead. Yes, Selena.
when the train lurches to a stop, I kind of look at my tea, sigh, and go, that's probably our lot, and get up and start making my way towards the ruckus.
Okay. You actually have no idea where the ruckus is from where you are. So,
well, I know which way they went.
Well, no, that's true.
So.
Yeah, because they had to go through the saloon to get there. Are you going with her?
Yep. Looks like trouble.
Okay. So you
There's
start.
Trouble. We know who's in the middle of it.
You start heading off as well. So, give me a second. Right. The As you're walking down the corridor, you see the chef de brigade rushing past you. And heading through the saloon car? Like at high speed.
I'll kind of shout after him, what's going on?
One of your friends, they've been attacked! I'm looking for the doctor! The look on Clarissa's face is a mixture of oh fuck and oh typical.
Goody.
possibly with a nice side order of, well, hang on, one of my friends is a doctor. Oh, he's probably dead.
He's also a doctor of Islamic studies. It's not really the same thing.
Is this?
I've also probably been our first-line medic since I've been part of this
true,
party.
True.
Is
there any many people in this corridor, or is it?
No, because it's... Well, actually, there's a few, but they're mostly towards the opposite end,
right.
And they seem to be looking out through the door into the next car. So basically, you're in sleeping car one, sleeping car second class one, and you, Errol, and Dr. Roberts and Chester are in sleeping car second class two. So what are you all doing?
Okay, so Dr. Roberts is stabilised now, right?
Yes. He looks really, really badly unwell. There's a knife sticking out of his chest.
Yeah, but I know enough from... Stabbing from fencing.
You've been stabbed often enough to know. No, pulling no. it out hurts.
And is bad and probably result in more blood loss. That will probably
leaking.
Kill him. So.
The guards have now manacled both of the downed guys. The guy you shot, by the way, Errol, sort of comes to and looks around himself and struggles and like becomes very aware that he's manacled. And then he looks directly up at you. And goes, the skinless one will not be denied. Convulses and dies. The guards are like, what? What? Flip him over and open his mouth, and there's all like this green froth.
Mm.
And they're like, he's poisoned himself. Quickly, get some water.
As if that's going to help.
So they go off to get some water to try and help him,
okay.
But he's dead.
While they're not there, can I pat him down quickly?
Yes, you can. Two things. He has, in his hand, nope, that's the wrong chapter. Let me try that again. In his hand, he has one of those razor-sharp skinning knives.
Yoink.
As you're patting him down, you realise that his face was not his face, because this is the one you shot. He's got a scar at the back of his head that runs down the sides of the back of his neck and then round the front of his throat under his shirt.
Yeah.
He also has a telegram.
Okay.
Which reads, urgent, join SOE, stop, 0320, stop, M.
I guess who M is.
And the address for it is Sylvingrad, which is one of the stops you went through in the night.
Are telegrams timestamped?
Yes, I believe they are. In which case, the timestamp is 11:25 last night. From, it doesn't tell me where, place in Turkey. That you also stopped at. I can't remember where that is. But anyway, place you stopped at. The chef de brigade comes storming back in Oh, no, by this point, you and... because he's got to go all that way. It's all right. Selena and Clarissa, you make your way to the far end of that car, and there's a group of like second-class passengers, and they're all sort of looking through the door. Can you see what's happened? I think there's been a shooting. I heard it was a stabbing. Look, look, look. Are you two just going to push your way through?
Yeah. Selena, if you would do the honours.
With my stick.
I think Selena's, people will get out of Selena's way when they see her coming.
Yeah.
She is fantastically ugly now. You lay about yourself
and
with a stick.
And intimidating to start.
Yeah. I'm not even going to bother making you roll. You basically force your way through and you get to the front of second class sleeping car 2. At the front of second class sleeping car 2, you can see on the floor Dr. Wade Roberts, white as a sheet with a fucking knife sticking out of his chest. A guy lying on the floor with green froth coming out of his mouth. A guy lying on the floor with a big pool of blood around him. Chester, still standing but bloody around the midsection. And Errol, completely uninjured. And a load of confused people. And a guard running back with a carafe of water, which he then proceeds to pour down the throat of the guy with the froth coming out. And the water leaks out the back of the guy's neck, which has now melted. Oh my god, I think he's dead!
Yes. Yes. I believe he is. That, I think, is arsenic.
For some reason, he's pointing his gun at the guy. The other guy is just starting to get very jittery. Sorry.
Can you please point that gun at the floor?
He points the gun at the floor
good
and
man.
Continues
Thank you.
Darting his eyes about the place. A couple of minutes later, stuff is going to happen, but you have enough time to have a conversation if you need to.
That one there, I pointed the non-frothy one, stabbed me. And then his friend tried to stop Dr. Roberts helping me. And, well...
I see.
Yes, they're getting a doctor. Hopefully, Dr. Roberts will make it. I think I've stabilised him for now.
I believe I have first aid.
First aid has been done.
Healing or healing?
Oh, you could first aid Chester.
Because he's got... he doesn't have a major wound, but he does have... he's on one hit point. Put it that way. He looks like shit.
Chester, let's take a look at you, my dear. You've been through the wars again. What is it? Why do you always seem to end up in these...
Don't ask me.
Drastic.
Fucker just stabbed me.
Lowest look in the party.
So I passed the telegram to
Clarissa.
Clarissa. This was on...
okay.
Suicide.
So, at this point, Selena can make a first aid for Chester.
34.
No, that was 68. You doubled it. So. No.
Sorry.
You sort of poked the wound a bit.
Ow!
Ow. Did that help?
No, it really didn't.
The chef de brigade comes back with the bristly moustached Italian doctor who comes in, looks at you lot and goes,
yeah.
He looks at you all over and immediately goes to the guy with the froth, lifts his head and it's just melted out the back of his neck. And he goes, he drops the head immediately. Moves over to the other guy, who is not moving, just puts his fingers on the side of his neck, then drops him as well, then moves over to Dr. Roberts. He has this medical standard triage. You go for the most wounded first. Okay, so luckily he had his medical kit with him. He does actually manage to medicine Dr. Roberts.
Hooray!
Yay.
I tell you what, this guy's pretty good at first aid. I know he said magic there, but that's not right.
Oh, magic!
All right, so, Dr. Robert, you are in no more danger of dying.
Hooray!
Regain 3 hit points.
Ooh, you're on 4.
On more than me now.
You can rub out the dying tick.
Yep.
Yay!
But you still have a major wound.
Aww.
he basically removes the knife and over the next 10 minutes expertly sews the wound shut and antiseptics it and then bandages Dr. Roberts' arm and then brings him round with smelling salts and gets him to sit against the wall. He then comes over to you and will attempt to first aid you. Again, lucky that he had his medical kit, but he gives you 3 hit points back because he extreme success that. And then he will try and medicine you as well. He does manage to medicine you, but it's not an extreme. But you still get another 3 hit points back.
Okay. Thank you.
Errol, were you wounded at all? You weren't, were you?
No, I'm still just poisoned.
So, effectively, in the corridor, this Italian doctor dumps his bag down, brings all the stuff out. He gets the chef de brigade to help dealing with Dr. Roberts. They remove the knife and chef de brigade takes it as evidence. He wraps it in a towel. He then moves on to dealing with you, sews your wound shut, gives you some amphetamines to keep you going. Generally, looks after you all. And then the chef de brigade is like, please, come with me. And 2 guards with shotguns come with you. And he turns to the Italian doctor. Dr. Moretti, thank you again. Hopefully we will not have to call on you further. And the doctor goes, yes, hopefully. But I think perhaps this will occur again. If it does, then feel free to call upon me. It is better than letting people die. A couple of other guards by now have turned up. A couple of the other guards turned up and they wrap the dead bodies in canvas, the canvas, like, body bags that they've got and drag them off down towards the foregone. Everybody's, like, quiet in that corridor now. And the conductor starts giving them some spiel again about, like, bandits and such. He takes you all the way through the saloon car, all the way through your sleeping car and the other one, through the dining car to that to the first foregone, and takes you into there, and sort of says, "Now, obviously, this is the second time an attempt has been made upon your lives. I don't understand. We've never had this sort of problem on the Orient Express before, and it is quite terrible. And you obviously, I would. It is just awful, and you have my heartfelt apologies that such a thing has occurred on this train. I don't understand what's going on. It's just awful. It's awful. With your permission, however, I would like to, if we bring this to the Bulgarian authorities, then we could be stuck here in Bulgaria for quite some time. Selina, just a yep. quick reminder, there's a Bulgarian policeman that really fucking hates you. Inspector Bolescu?
Oh, yeah, he's not my big fan.
No, because you were involved in a load of murders on the train in his area.
Yeah.
But for preference, if we can, we would report this occurrence when we reach Italy. The police are more likely to be... Well, I mean, from our point of view, this is quite obviously self-defence. Those gentlemen, they came on at Silvengrad. And again, I personally, Bulgaria has quite a problem with bandits. The Orient Express
is doing that. You know that wrinkled face that the old ladies pull when they're agreeing with you and nodding furiously? Like, yes, young man, yes.
Bulgaria has a terrible problem with bandits at the moment. In fact, the Orient Express has experienced attacks before. No, none as deadly as this, obviously. That is a lie.
Can I
have a look out each window.
There aren't really any windows in the Four Gardens. Oh, no, there are. There are. Yeah, you can look out.
Can I see anything? I rolled a 04.
Oh, let me take a look.
Which is, I've got 74.
So, yeah, that's a 1/5.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at what you can see. Nope, you see nothing out of the window.
Okay.
I love the fact that it says here, oh, you should avoid attacking the players on the train. Yeah, but...
You're on the train.
You're on the train, and you fuckers never get off the train.
Why would we?
That's the thing. They assume you're going to get off the train at every stop to stretch your legs.
Why? Why the fuck would we do that?
But the point is, you lot are so paranoid now, there is no chance you'd ever do that.
This is like the Game of Thrones campaign where they assumed you were fucking stupid.
Yeah, there are some things in this campaign that make no sense. And assuming that the players are going to get off the train, unless you've enforced it in some fashion, they're never going to do it. Yeah. Not ever.
Yeah.
So, that's why you're being attacked on the train when it says you're not supposed to attack them on the train. So, no, you don't see anything out of the window.
Okay.
Yes, I am of the opinion that this is probably Bulgarian bandits trying to make trouble. I don't understand why they tried to poison you first.
Perhaps they tried more subtle means and then decided to be more blatant.
I'm very sorry to have to ask this, but are you by any chance carrying something of great worth?
No. We were carrying something to Constantinople, but we left it there.
So perhaps they think you still have it with you.
Could they
have known of this item? I assume it is worth a lot of money.
Well, yes, to certain people. But they already have it, so there's no one else who would...
He looks confused when you say that.
Well, yes, but... suffice it to say, Bulgarian bandits... Well, I didn't... Well, maybe the... Who knows with Bulgarian bandits...
The people in Constantinople already have it, so we don't have it.
Yes.
But perhaps the Bulgarian bandits that know of it do not know that you now no longer have it.
Perhaps, yes. That would be the most logical explanation, Kelly.
Yeah. Who's leading this fast talk? Because that's basically fast talk or general bullshitting skill. I think it's probably you, isn't it, Chester?
You kind of started it, but if you want to jump on and run with it.
I can't fast talk worth a shit.
Fast talk or persuade, all that. You're not trying to charm him.
Okay. Fuck, I'm going to have to persuade him, which is a 10, base 10%. Fuck it.
You can have a bonus die for Errol helping.
Yeah. Errol will totally jump on and try to help with any fast talking that occurs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I've rolled 80s for both the 10s dice. So, yeah, no, that didn't really work.
You get the impression that he doesn't believe you, but it also causes less problems for him and the company.
Hmm.
So he's kind of willing to let the fact that you're obviously lying to him go.
Okay.
We're not obviously lying. That's kind of the
truth.
But
he's obviously lying to us.
Yes.
Well...
Everybody's lying to
Let's put it this way. Both sets of people in this conversation are talking bollocks, and both sets
no,
of
we're
people...
We're carrying something of value to Constantinople, and we've left it there. That is entirely the truth.
Well, no, we haven't left it there, have we?
Well, we left it there. It's not down to us.
But it's coming back with you somewhere, potentially.
Yeah. It's coming back of its own accord. We just happen to be going the same direction.
Yes, totally coincidental.
Excellent. Right. At which point, the chef de garde will just basically say, look, for obvious reasons, I can't place guards on you at all times. That would upset the other passengers. What I will do is I'll speak to your conductor and make sure that he thinks about your safety at all times.
Okay.
He heads
He leads you back into the dining car. It is now about lunch. And he heads off towards your car to give Emil information. Where are you lot going? Including you, Dr. Roberts, because you are awake and ambulatory.
I probably need food.
Something rare and steakified probably would be a good idea, certainly.
Yeah, because I've probably lost a fair amount of blood, so lots of iron intake, probably high on the priority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Liver.
That's why we've got a spleen, everybody. So, you go into the dining car and get sat down. And the waiter comes over and oh my goodness, you all look, because you're still wearing your bloody clothes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, shit.
I mean, I don't
actually care.
You can see that.
What will probably happen is that I will take offence of that whilst everyone else just ignores it. Excuse me.
You can see on his. He is a typical French waiter, and his concern for the customer is warring with the. You're not properly dressed for lunch.
She's broken our guy. Oh my god.
We have. We've completely broken our guy. It doesn't America. Happen often.
I'm going to break in on his flusteredness and just say, have you got steak?
Yes, of course. We have steak.
Yes, thank you. My friend has lost a lot of rare. Blood. Actually, so have I. So if I could also have the steak rare, please.
As soon as possible.
Perhaps liver and kidneys as well?
Yes, that sounds wise, yes.
And I'll be sticking with the alcohol because last time we had the water, something bad happened.
The water wasn't from the kitchen. That was just left upon your table. You seem to have affronted him, and it's cutting through his confusion. He does, however, go off with your order, and then realizes what he's done and comes back and takes everybody else's orders. What does everybody else order? Yikes. Just general food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sandwiches.
He goes off to get food. The rest of you make me a constitution check.
Pass it.
Pass for Chester. Passed for Dr. Roberts with flying colours. Halved. And passed for Selena as well.
Yay!
Clarissa?
No.
Poor Clarissa.
Well, she has been with the thing a lot longer than the rest of us have.
True that.
My constitution is 25.
Yeah.
You're sort of sitting there and your right leg feels funny.
I have to keep standing up.
You receive your lunches, and about 2 minutes after the food turns up, Kurt Gloaming rushes into the room, slams himself down into the chair next to you. My goodness! That is not his voice. My friends, are you okay? I heard what happened. It was terrible. My goodness, I'm so glad you are all right. You are still well, yes?
Well, yeah, for a different definition of well, yes.
Oh, my goodness, these bandits, they are everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Yes, you should definitely eat your steak.
Yes.
Whiskey, you've already got drinks in front of you. Whiskey, the finest, yes, everyone, here, yes. No, I will pay. Oh. My goodness, all this whiskey comes over, and the smell coming off it smells old, powerful, and probably not something Errol can drink without going...
It'd be like 3% alcohol.
No, this is the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Oh, my goodness, I mean, this is just awful.
Do you know who they were?
Bandits.
Oh. Bandits.
I have to be very careful myself.
He opens his coat,
and under his arm, there's a Luger for protection.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful.
Oh, yes.
Also coming into the room is your friend Martinelli. He sort of comes in, and he's chatting with Jack Gatling. And Gatling's like, so what about your bunk? Oh.
Why, hello. I've heard you had a very interesting morning. Another attack on your lives. Another attempt. Could you please tell me why it would be that, like, somebody is trying to bump off an Olympian?
No, Mr. Gatling, please. We are only here to eat our dinner. These people have been through plenty. If you could just leave them alone and let them, like, eat in peace without your interruptions, please.
You'd like that, Mr. Croning, right?
You'd like me to stay out of people's business?
He gives Kurt a look. Well, yes.
Sure you would.
Okay. Not...
Okay, this has become very awkward. I am going to go and get my food.
Martinelli stomps off and then sits down and goes, food, please!
Well, maybe I know more than you think I do, Mr. Groaning.
Okay, well, good on you. Enjoy that. Now, please leave these people alone. You can't stop the press. So, why do you... And Groaning punches him in the face.
Okay.
Gatling staggers back against the table and just pushes himself up. Mr. What's his name?
Oh, Gatling.
Mr. Gatling, I have asked you nicely. Now go away.
And Mr. Gatling just sort of wipes a little bit of blood away from the corner of his mouth and goes, as you wish, Mr. Groaning. I know what you are now.
Walks off and sits down with Martin Lilly. And you can hear him asking questions about you, Chester.
Okay.
So, what are you all doing?
Eating.
Yeah. It's a good meal. It's a very, very good meal.
Right then. Can you all make listen check?
Yeah, half mine for Chester. Wow. Dr. Roberts' fifth is...
Okay.
...with a 0-3. Unfortunately, Selena's got a 79.
Okay. So, anybody else make it?
Yeah.
Chester and Dr. Roberts, you're sitting... because the dining car is, like... two seats with their backs to the sleeping car and two seats in front. And, of course, there's five of you, so one person has to sit on another table. You two are sat on the main table with your backs to the sleeping car. And you can just sort of hear the chef de brigade. Well, you hear him go, Souchard! Souchard! Where are you, Souchard? And then you hear a mumbled response. He goes, well, you should be paying attention to your duties. Don't you know that some of our customers have been attacked?
Mumbled response.
You have been so lackadaisical this trip. You must do better. Now, I expect you to make sure these people are not attacked again. Look after them. Keep an eye on them. I don't know. Just do whatever they need. We have to get through to Italy before this blows up in our faces. If we can get to Italy, we can get the fascist police involved in it. No, because they will be very efficient. They will take the explanation that it is Bulgarians because they don't like Bulgarians. Well, why is... Oh, look, do your jumper up properly. Yes.
And then he storms back through the dining car and heads towards the fourgon. Okay. You guys finish your dinner.
Can I just watch to see if this Shard walks in at all?
No. He doesn't come into here.
Okay.
He's the conductor.
Dr. Roberts joined after Italy, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Quite a long way after.
Hoping to involve the fascists. Oh, goody.
Yes, definitely not a good thing. Hmm.
Well, they're hoping to involve the fascist police.
Yeah, we're pretty much running for, like, most police forces in Europe, so we don't really want to stop at all.
Well, we're not getting off the train.
No.
That would be a silly idea.
Never challenge the GM like that.
Sorry. Doomed us, didn't I?
We're already doomed.
Good point. Well,
you're already doomed. Very much already doomed.
Doomed.
So what do you all do?
Can I look at this telegram?
Yep. It is... Oh, actually, there's a map in the front of this book that shows me where everything stops. So it is marked Corlu. Which is actually...
How do you spell that?
C-O-R-L-U, which is the last stop in Turkey. It is timed, 11:25 at night, and it means urgent... Sorry? Okay. And it's urgent, join SOE, stop, 0320, stop, M. And it was sent to Silvengrad.
Hmm.
Wherever he is, he got off and sent a telegram.
If Mr. Gatlin's performance is anything to go by, and I will say that quietly,
mm-hmm.
It's possible to get off, send a telegram, and get back relatively quickly.
When did he get off and send a telegram?
Overnight, when we stopped in...
Make me a luck check, because I don't think you looked at where you were.
Do I remember when?
It was before you got to the Turkish border, but not very long before.
It was not long before the Turkish border. Where was it?
Make the luck check.
No, he doesn't pass.
Yeah, you didn't see the sign, unfortunately, because you just sort of glanced outside.
But not very long.
No.
Like
very close to the border.
Last stop before the border.
Potentially.
If I had to guess.
You did sort of stay awake quite a while after that, so yeah, you'd think it probably was the last stop before the border.
And you saw him sending a telegram.
I saw him go into the telegram office, chat with the Emil, was it?
Yep.
Wait. He was also in the telegram office.
Emil was coming out and Mr. Gatling ran into him. They had a momentary chat. Emil carried on with it, whatever he was doing, and Jack went in and out.
Oh dear.
I think he might have been equally likely to have been getting dirt on that poor bugger he's just confronted, but something to consider.
Oh, right.
Are the wolves still around, by the way?
Who?
The wolves.
No, they're not there.
At least we've lost the wolves.
Right, so at this point we have two people who sent a telegram from the place and time that this telegram got sent.
How long did
Bear in mind that Emil might have just been picking them up for people on the train. Would be his job to pick them up and distribute them.
Or...
He could be an evil man wearing someone else's skin.
Make me a spot hidden, everyone. Gatling has eaten and left.
Okay.
Kurt Groening stays with you a little while, and then... excuses himself and heads towards the saloon. Martinelli is on thirds.
Okay.
And the Countess and the Count have come in.
I'm just assuming this conversation is happening after Kurt Groening's not sitting at our table.
That's exactly why I'm updating you on who's where.
Chester passed. Sorry.
What are we rolling?
Roberts has passed spot hidden.
Oh, okay.
And Selena does not pass.
I fifth that.
Errol passes.
Okay. You see something fall from the train. It's like a rolled up package.
The train is moving at this point.
We're moving right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because actually, you probably wouldn't see that. Because you're ahead of all of the sleeping cars, aren't you?
Yeah.
In which case, no, you don't.
Okay.
Because the two of you who made the roll are the ones facing forward. Did anybody who's facing backwards make it?
I fifth it.
Ah, right. In which case, you see something fall from your sleeping car. It looks like a rolled-up bundle of some description.
What's that? I point out the window.
Turning around, trying to look.
You two who made your rolls now sort of look and... You see, like, a bundle of clothes, you think, bouncing down the siding and down the side of the mountain?
What the heck?
Clothes?
You're fairly certain...
I don't know,
certain,
I might be a bit low on food.
You're fairly certain, Clarissa, that you saw, like, a flash of maybe red, maybe pink in there. But that is where we're going to end for tonight, because we've run out of time. Hopefully you enjoyed what you've listened to. If you did, then do please leave us iTunes reviews. We love your iTunes reviews. You can leave them on iTunes or on Podchaser. We're on there as well. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can talk to us at thecourseofdice@gmail.com, or you can go to thecourseofdice.net and talk to us on there. You can talk to us on Twitter @CourseofDice. You can talk to me @Mordrigan. You can talk to her @TWM. You can talk to him. You can talk to him. You can talk to him @BloodedFox. You can talk to her @ill_Pulcupino. And we also have a Facebook page, which is The Cult of Tea and Dice. Because I've been forced to create that, as they no longer allow me to put updates straight onto my Facebook. Yeah. Yay. But anyway, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. 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 And stop again.